вы услышите интервью с писательницей. В заданиях А8, А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую номеру выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Today we are talking to novelist Alice Fenstreet. Alice, you are now a very successful published novelist. Have you always wanted to be a writer?
I can't remember a time when I didn't write. Once I started school, I spent all my time writing, and I always knew I wanted to be a professional writer one day. I don't know where it came from, because there were no other writers in the family. My aunt is a painter, but she's the only one without an ordinary routine kind of job.
Do you feel you always knew how to write, or did you have to learn how to do it?
Oh, I definitely had to learn, and it was just as tough as everyone said it would be, because you have to be your own teacher. I've done courses, and they're helpful up to a point. Especially when you can talk to other writers. But in the end, it's really up to you. You'll have to just get on with the writing, and you learn as you go along.
Would you say that you enjoy all the aspects of your job?
I don't particularly enjoy talking about my work in public. You know, getting it known. I'm just not very good at it. I do love the actual writing, though, except, of course, when the computer crashes on you and you lose all your work. I've been using a computer for longer than most people I know, and I still have problems. Everyone does. Even my editor, and she's fantastic with everything technical.
So, you don't enjoy being a celebrity?
Oh, I do. It's very flattering. And it can be great fun, but it's not something I wanted when I started out. What I always loved is that writing isn't a job. I mean, you can do it whenever you want to, because you do it because you want to. I sometimes stay up all night writing because I'm so involved and interested in what I'm doing. There's no one telling me what to do and when to do it.
But surely there are pressures from the publisher and so on?
Well, yes, they want to see their books sell, and so do I. I've been very lucky and my books have done very well. So I don't really have to worry about money. I've got more than enough to live on. But I do try not to spend it all, though. You just never know whether the next book will sell as well, so it makes sense to be a bit careful.
You're here in London this week and you're flying to New York on Saturday. How do you feel about travel?
I love it. But unfortunately, even though I always take my laptop, it's really hard for me to get much writing done when I'm on the road. There's too much to see and do. I'd love to be able to do more travel, but my writing schedules mean I often have to say no to invitations to talk about my work abroad.
What advice would you give to a younger writer starting out?
I'd tell them how much fun it is, but I'd remind them that not everyone earns enough from their writing to survive. If they really want to make a lot of money, they should think about another career. In my case, I really think I didn't have any choice. I don't think I would have been any good at anything else. Other jobs seem so much more difficult to me.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task.
Now you will hear the text again. Today we are talking to novelist Alice Fenstreet. Alice, you are now a very successful published novelist. Have you always wanted to be a writer?
I can't remember a time when I didn't write. Once I started school, I spent all my time writing, and I always knew I wanted to be a professional writer one day. I don't know where it came from, because there were no other writers in the family. My aunt is a painter, but she's the only one without an ordinary routine kind of job.
Do you feel you always knew how to write, or did you have to learn how to do it?
Oh, I definitely had to learn, and it was just as tough as everyone said it would be, because you have to be your own teacher. I've done courses, and they're helpful up to a point, especially when you can talk to other writers. But in the end, it's really up to you. You have to just get on with the writing, and you learn as you go along.
Would you say that you enjoy all the aspects of your job?
I don't particularly enjoy talking about my work in public. You know, getting it known. I'm just not very good at it. I do love the actual writing, though, except, of course, when the computer crashes on you and you lose all your work. I've been using a computer for longer than most people I know, and I still have problems. Everyone does. Even my editor, and she's fantastic with everything technical.
So, you don't enjoy being a celebrity?
Oh, I do. It's very flattering. And it can be great fun, but it's not something I wanted when I started out. What I always loved is that writing isn't a job. I mean, you can do it whenever you want to, because you do it because you want to. I sometimes stay up all night writing because I'm so involved and interested in what I'm doing. There's no one telling me what to do and when to do it.
But surely there are pressures from the publisher and so on.
Well, yes, they want to see their books sell, and so do I. I've been very lucky and my books have done very well, so I don't really have to worry about money. I've got more than enough to live on, but I do try not to spend it all, though. You just never know whether the next book will sell as well, so it makes sense to be a bit careful.
You're here in London this week and you're flying to New York on Saturday. How do you feel about travel?
I love it. But unfortunately, even though I always take my laptop, it's really hard for me to get much writing done when I'm on the road. There's too much to see and do. I'd love to be able to do more travel, but my writing schedules mean I often have to say no to invitations to talk about my work abroad.
What advice would you give to a younger writer starting out?
I'd tell them how much fun it is, but I'd remind them that not everyone earns enough from their writing to survive. If they really want to make a lot of money, they should think about another career. In my case, I really think I didn't have any choice. I don't think I would have been any good at anything else. Other jobs seem so much more difficult to me.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.